Don't wait.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Chris Murray with his track A Little Bit of Love. Now it is time for my show, Mantis Cabinet. And we're going to start it off with this band. Again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Soul Craigie. They're from Australia. This is off their album Are You My Brother? The track Hunter.
We'll be right back.
Un abrigo se me aparece de noche, me abraza fuerte y susurra, hay vida después de la digestión, sus bolsillos que huelen a tu abuelo muerto, son de un
And that last track was by a band called Black Nova, all one word, off their album, and it's in Spanish, Como ve el mundo un calabo. That was the track El Abrigo. Really cool stuff. I tell you where they're from, but their entire Bandcamp page is in a language I can't read. But definitely worth checking out. And as I said before, the band, before an Australian band called Solkyri, off their album Are You My Brother, is supposed to come out May 7th, and they put a preview on their Bandcamp, that track, Hunter. And yeah, so next up, we're going to play something a little bit different, a little bit more surfy, and a little bit, something to balance the rain that we get a lot of here. It was sunny yesterday. And, alright, here we go. This is a band called K Kayukas with their track Swimsuit.
Got off the coast of Mexico, offshore with no undertow. Come on, we don't say no anchor down. You and I, baby, no one else around. Got broken beer bottles all across the floor. A swimsuit calendar on the door. Saw Tiffany talking to her best friend. I wonder if I'm ever gonna see her again.
And that was a band called Kayukas. They are from San Francisco, the San Francisco area. And they're on a record label called Secretly Canadian, which is not Canadian. They're from Indiana, which is weird. I would assume that the guy who made it is Canadian. But they've also got a Canadian band on their record label who's really good. And I will be playing a little bit of that in a bit. Gaysayer is also on that record label. And what the fuck? And they're really good. So, up next, sorry about that, is a band playing on Thursday at the Biltmore. They are from Denmark. Efterklang, I played a little bit of it last week, but I'm going to play a little bit again because it's super awesome and I'm super excited for the show. So, this is Efterklang with their track Apples.
Oh, settle in to your feet. Start to look like echoes, and then we're all. The more you want to be said, the words believe it. The way all kind of ways, all kind of ways to your garden. Another way till it stays. You gotta hold my hand. Then we get up, you know the moment to dissolve. You know the minute it's gone. Still a lid, it's in your field. Find a way to finish when nothing is up. You want the manic to explain. You got the manic.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistroot Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinemathic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca. March 22nd at the Media Club.
CITR presents Veronica Falls, English indie pop band, on tour to support their upcoming release, Waiting for Something to Happen, with special guests, Brilliant Colors, and Golden Girls. Tickets are $15 and available online at www.ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
All right, you are listening to, I'd like to remind everyone, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, so it took a little bit of time, but I think I'm back on. Okay, so, as I said before, After Clang, that was their track, Apples. Their last album came out in 2010, and they're on tour, and they're working on their fourth album. So this is really exciting, because usually when a band goes on tour, especially when they're not from Canada, they're promoting their new album. And if you're like me, their new album probably sucks. So I'm really happy now because they're not going to play their new album because they don't have one yet. So that means it might be really good. But usually, when a band goes on tour, I want to hear their older album because that's how I roll. And they play their new album and I get mad. But anyway, After Clang, super duper good. And yeah, certainly worth checking it out. They're playing at the Biltmore on Thursday. Cool, we got that out of the way. Next up, a track by a band called Soons. They're from Montreal, and they are on the album Secretly Canadian, with that other track by that funny band that I can't pronounce, Keyukas. Keyukas. These guys are from Montreal, as I said before, and really good. I think they're one of the only few Canadian bands on the record label Secretly Canadian, which is pretty funny. Stuff like Animal Collective, Yesair, The War on Drugs have all released stuff under it. Lots of good stuff, certainly worth checking out. And Exit Music as well. Cool. And a bunch of stuff I've never, ever heard of, which makes sense. And that is good. All right. Next up is a band called Tangled Thoughts of Leaving. They are also Australian from Perth. This is their album Failed by Man and Machine, and this is the track Quakes, so enjoy.
Thank you.
right, and that was just the track Quakes by Tangled Thoughts of Leaving, a very weird experimental band name, off their album Failed by Man and Machine. So they're on tour in, I don't know, Belgium, UK, Vic. I don't know what Vic is. I doubt it's Victoria. And NSW. Don't know where that is. But if you happen to be in those places, check it out. Really good stuff. This came out just 10 days ago. And yeah, check it out online. Good stuff. So we are moving from Australia now back to Vancouver for a band called Man Your Horse. And if the other band was Failed by Man and Machine, the horse just might make it happen. It's like if you needed to get somewhere really, really fast, and you were like this small little person, and then you usually get a big dude and you piggyback places, but he's sick and then your car's not working, so you've been failed by Man and Machine, then you get your horse and you go to wherever you need to go with your horse. That is the only thing I can really think of right now. This is the track Breakfast for Dinner by Man Your Horse off their EP called Shorts. They played last Friday at Interurban, but I was unable to go, which I'm really sad about. Or not last Friday. Something. They played sometime, and I couldn't go. I think it was Saturday, maybe. And anyway, this is Breakfast for Dinner. Super good track. And check it out. We'll be right back. are listening to CITR 101.1 FM Vancouver. So, I have a friend in the studio. I know, I have a friend. Whoa. Viewer? Listener, sorry, there's only one of you. Listener, it's cool, I still like you, but I also have a friend. And friend, who's what's your name, friend?
Oh, you can just call me Friend. That's totally cool.
Alright, so Friend, what did you think about that last track?
I really enjoyed that. I can't believe we didn't end up going to the show the other day.
That's what I was on about. They played at the Interurban, I did some Googling, and that was last Saturday. And we really wanted to go. On a somewhat unrelated note, when you Google Man Your Horse, the second thing is a post about the man your man could smell like. That, you know, that Old Spice commercial with the, like, the, that dude that everyone wants to be or be with, and he's, like, awesome, and he pulls, like, flowers from his ass and stuff? Well, that's the second hit when you Google Man Your Horse. It's the man your man could smell like, which just makes me think. Now I'm thinking of men I want to smell like, which is weird. This is a weird thought. Go up to random people on the street and smell. Would you do that? Would you smell random people?
I don't know. Like, what? Just, like, why would I be smelling them? Like, you know, is this just, like, my arbitrary Thursday off? Or am I just,
To find out the scent that your man... To find the man whose scent your man could smell like.
Shit, well, I don't know, you know, I think we kind of do that subconsciously anyway, don't we? Like, apparently, like, you know, guys who switch colognes and stuff like that, like, chicks really like chicks... You being smelled, okay, like, whether you like it or not. I mean, just, no, apparently people are just, like, constantly, like, assessing each other on smell on a subconscious level. It's ridiculous, man.
Well, smell is really highly linked to memory. Like, when you smell something that you haven't smelled since, like, you were a kid, it brings back, like, a wave of memories. It was like that, you know, that time when I was maybe, was it 2 years ago? So I was 20, and there was this icicle, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna eat the icicle! And it was not just ice. And then it reminded me of the same moment when I was a kid. And that was great. That was like, I had the exact vision of me in my backyard when I was like six. That's when I learned not to eat yellow icicles. But then I did it again when I was 20. So clearly, lessons take time. also, urine is not the scent that you want your man to smell like. Just thought I'd put that out there if anyone was
Hey confused. No, this is why I am Alex's friend in the singular. This is why I'm Alex's friend, because I get these little nuggets of wisdom every now and then. You know, it comes out of nowhere. It absolutely comes out of nowhere. Mads, you know, like, I just thought I'd give you a heads up. You know, there was this time that, you know, I licked this icicle and it just, man, that shit didn't, that shit was nasty. And just, you know, ended up kind of, you know, so now I know not to slather myself or my man in urine when we take a nice day out, you know?
Is that not a good lesson to learn, though?
Oh, no, definitely. It's priceless, man. It's like those MasterCard or Visa adverts, man. Alex's nuggets of wisdom. Priceless.
That's what I'm on about.
They should totally have that on the adverts, you know, in the airport when you walk down the gates. They should totally have one of those.
I don't know if anyone would actually listen to them. I mean, these guys are forced to. But so for everyone's what's the word? Sanity. Here's more music and less of me talking. This is by a classical composer, Julia Kent. She is Vancouver-based. I do believe she just released this album. Yes, just a few days ago. On the 4th of March. The album is called Character, and this is a track, Flicker.
Thank you. nuggets of wisdom.
That was way too much fun.
Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Shelly, 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 the unknown way.
right, and that last track was Keyukas again. I really like that. They're from, I do believe, the San Francisco area. And yeah, they're a two-piece. I do believe a two-piece is... And yeah, this is a two-piece brother, I think, two brothers who do it, and they're on Secretly Canadian, that album, and yeah, they're really good. They are touring around Texas and Netherlands. That's what NL stands for. Netherlands, Texas, France, and the UK. So they are oot and a boot and super duper good, super surfy, lovely little track to balance the crappy rain we're getting here. I got a skateboard yesterday, and I was really excited to go skateboarding around and be all cool and stuff, and then it was raining, and I'm like, well, I'm not an idiot, and I'm not going to shoot my bearings, so that just sucks. Unfortunately so. But, oh, look how time flies. It is coming to the end of the show, and there's still 6 minutes, so I'll just play one song, because that's really how long they are. This is an awesome, awesome band, one of my freaking favorites, Glory. This is their album Falling. It was released just a few days ago. Their recent album before that, called Glory, self-titled, came out in 2011. Super freaking good. You can just Bandcamp them and then download both their albums for free, like name your price, whatever. So if you're loaded and like it, support it. If you're cheap and like it, like me, just download it and play it on the radio. Glory, Glorie, super freaking good stuff. So this should be the track, this is the track Sunshine, then Nightmares, and that would bring the show to a close. I would like to remind everyone, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet, with your host, me. My name's Alex, I sit in this chair. I talk crap and I play awesome music. It's pretty much how it is every week. Today I had Friend over.
Who will remain anonymous.
We don't know who Friend is. That's fine. It's kind of like, it's a little weird thing. She's on witness protection, so we can't really say things on air. But anyway, I will leave y'all. This is Sunshine Then Nightmares by Glory.